Maria Felix Torres was born on August 25, 1907 in Albelda, Spain. From the beginning, her life was shaped by learning, faith, and quiet strength. Her father believed the greatest gift he could give his child was a strong education and a heart for humanity. He worked hard to educate himself and made sure Maria received the best schooling possible. Though she was the only surviving child, her parents poured into her every opportunity to grow. Maria was exceptionally intelligent. She loved to read and learn, and her abilities quickly stood out, so much so that her teachers encouraged her family to send her to one of the best schools in the region. She became the youngest student at the Company of Mary Our Lady School in Lerida, and also one of the most gifted. But Maria's greatest gift was not her intelligence, it was a love for God. At just 14 years old, she experienced the spiritual exercises of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Through prayer and reflection, she felt God's love deeply and clearly. In that moment, her heart chose its path. She wrote in a diary, "I am His totally and consciously His forever." Maria knew she was called to religious life, yet she also loved her parents and respected their wishes. When they asked her to wait, she obeyed. She went on to study chemistry at the University of Zaragoza, earning her degree in 1930. Even as she studied science, her heart remained fixed on Christ. She could have chosen success, comfort, or prestige. Instead, she chose service. Maria began reaching out to university students, guiding them toward faith and purpose. On August 15, 1934, together with a friend Carmen Ike, she began a new mission, one devoted entirely to serving the church and saving souls. Young people quickly recognized her sincerity and followed her example. She named this growing community the Congregation of the Savior. In the midst of the Spanish Civil War, when fear ruled the streets and faith itself became dangerous, Venerable Maria Felix Torres chose courage. This was a time when churches were desecrated, religious life was driven underground, and Catholics were hunted simply for believing. To live openly as a person of faith was to accept the possibility of arrest, violence, or death. Yet Maria Felix did not retreat into silence. Instead, she stepped forward. She placed herself at risk to help priests who were being persecuted, solely because they belonged to Christ. In an atmosphere of suspicion and terror, she became a quiet refuge for those marked for suffering. Every act of assistance was a personal danger, yet she did not hesitate. She carried the Holy Eucharist to those who asked for it, even when religious activity itself could invite deadly consequences. To be seen with sacred objects, to move through hostile streets with the body of Christ, was an act of profound bravery. Her faith was not hidden, it was lived deliberately and lovingly, despite the cost. Maria Felix also continued her apostolic work through education, serving at the Academia Loria during a time when public religious expression was severely restricted. Teaching and forming others in faith required discretion, vigilance, and unwavering trust in God. She labored quietly, knowing that discovery could bring grave consequences. The war did not spare a heart from fear. Air raids shook daily life, filling the streets with chaos and panic. In one moment of terror, as bombs fell, Maria Felix left the safety of shelter, not for herself, but to recover the Eucharist she was safeguarding. In 1940, what began in quiet faith was finally recognized by the Church. Maria Felix's community received permission to live fully as a religious congregation. What was once small and fragile now had firm roots. From there, the mission grew across Spain, over the seas to South America, and onward to the United States. Wherever the congregation went, it carried the same purpose: to serve, to teach, and to form souls. From this mission were born the Meta Salvatori schools, places where faith and learning walked hand in hand. For 18 years, Mother Maria Felix served as Superior General, yet leadership never changed her heart. She remained deeply humble, never drawing attention to herself. Though she was the true foundation, the soul and mother of the congregation, she worked quietly, without seeking recognition or gratitude. When Mother Maria Felix died on January the 12th, 2001, few people even knew she was the foundress. But heaven knew, God knew, and the lives shaped by her love and faith continue to speak. Venerable Maria Felix Torres, pray for us.